Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Over these last couple of days, Australia's great religion of sport has been sent reeling from the crisis at one particular NRL club, the Cronulla Sharks. But as we've seen over this past month, the ripples of the whole issue of performance-enhancing substances spreads far wider than just one club. Just before tonight's first game of the season for Cronulla, this shark attack, as it's been headlined, saw the club's football manager, doctor, physio and trainer sacked. Its coach stood down. The futures of up to 14 of the Sharks players remain up in the air. So where to from here? How far will this go? And how does an athlete move on from such a drama and stay focused on the job ahead of them? How does it impact not just the individual, but the entire team? How important is leadership during these kind of testing times? We're also tying this in tonight with Australian cricket's recent failure against India, dramatically losing their last two test matches. This is definitely a night to speak with Thomas Whalen, who will be joining us along with his wife Elka as our sports gurus for Open House for 2013. Thomas, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Lee. Glad to be on.
Great to talk. Thank you so much. Thomas, how have you been feeling as you've been seeing this unfold and erupt over these past couple of days?
Yeah, look, no athlete really enjoys seeing controversy kind of getting into sport apart from just the on-field dramas. I think it's been certainly a difficult time for a lot of athletes at the moment. It's a very deep and dark issue that's coming to light in Australian sport. But from an athlete's perspective, I'm sure it's bringing out a lot of emotions in players, and those players that really stick together as a team will come out on top, I think.
As I said, it's likely to go much wider and deeper in sport more generally. Lots of questions going to be asked by clubs and players and about them, about the substances that they're being offered.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Look, I think it's very, very difficult at the moment to really comment. And even the media, I know that a lot of the media is trying to find a lot of the story or the answers of what's being brought to light at the moment. But it's really difficult to, I think, comment without knowing the actual facts. The investigations are obviously ongoing, and we've heard some kind of things coming to light in certain clubs. But it really is difficult, I think, for the players and for the public that, you know, what's going on, and no doubt more will come to light in the future.
So as a top competitor yourself, how do you think this will be affecting individual athletes and teams then?
Yeah, look, it certainly affects a lot of individuals and a lot of athletes to think that that some of their teammates or themselves have been involved in practices that are not necessarily legal. I think it's a very difficult time. But I do know that, especially in a team, the beauty of a team sport is that you have your teammates with you, and you certainly, it's all about communication. And as you mentioned before, it's about leadership and sticking together within that team environment to help each other out.
Okay, so how do you get past something like this? I mean, all athletes face great challenges in their career. But this is taking it to a whole new level, isn't it?
Yeah, this is certainly taking it to another level. And look, there's going to be some very hard decisions made, no doubt. And some individuals will obviously be reeling from those decisions. But your career, I suppose, it's just making sure you uphold your integrity of the player that you are, the athlete that you are, and how you conduct yourself in your sporting environment and in your sporting teams. I'm sure most of these players have absolutely nothing to worry about. I'm sure it's an absolute minority in sport in Australia, and that's what we have to remember. But this is only a very small issue in when you look at the amount of athletes in Australia, and it's unfortunately it is a minor issue. But the media certainly likes to play it up because an important aspect.
Yes, I wonder as an athlete, Thomas, do you have more incentive to perform in a way when you're surrounded by controversy? Does it fire you up in some way?
Yeah, look, when there's controversy, whether it be within club finances, whether it be within a certain individual struggling within a team or the team just not getting together, I think it certainly does fire you up, or it can really bring a team together, because if that team doesn't come together, it just shows on the park. It really shows in the pool. It shows wherever that team's competing. So without coming together and working it out together and being closer as a team, it just kind of spirals out of control.
Yeah. As I said, there's this issue of leadership critical of this kind of time. What does a leader do in the midst of a storm like this? First of all, keep their head.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to keep your head, and I'm sure a lot of those leaders are very confident in who they are and their ability and their integrity, and it's really standing up and making sure that there's good communication. I think communication is the biggest one. As we've seen in the media at the moment, there's little bits and pieces of communication coming out that can be true, that can be swayed, that can not necessarily be true, and that makes it very difficult within teams and athletes to know what's going on, and no doubt rumours circulate. So I think it's extremely important with leadership to just really communicate, to stand up and say, hey, you know, this is what's happening, and this is, you know, if there's an investigation or whatever's happening, they have to just abide by it, but really work together with their teammates and especially guys that may be nervous or that may be going through different emotions to really understand how everybody deals with controversy.
So, to the Australian cricket team, aren't performing as we would like. Most members of the team still very young and inexperienced. You got any thoughts about how they can move both forward and up?
Yeah, look, absolutely. We had a very good team psychologist in our team, and we were always talking about the toe theory, which was you do something, you do a task, there's an outcome to it, it's either good or bad, you score a goal or you don't score a goal, or your team wins or it doesn't win, and there's an emotion attached to it. And you're constantly going through that cycle. So the cricketers at the moment, they're doing their task, the outcome obviously negative, and they've just got to ensure that the emotion attached to it, they understand the emotion that they're in, but they get back straight back to task, because otherwise, once again, that can spiral out of control. So it's about coming together as a team, understanding that what they're doing, going through the processes, they're doing the right things, the outcomes just aren't going in their favour at the moment. And no doubt there's a lot of talk in the change rooms about it, but it's believing in your individual abilities. They're all in the Australian cricket team because they're the best cricketers in Australia, and believing in their abilities as a team. And I'm sure they'll work this out over the next few tests and come the test matches, the important test matches in the Ashes, we'll see a different result.
Let's hope so. And especially for some of those young blokes, they'll need wise heads around them. And perhaps more important than anything else, just a sense of perspective. I take it that worked for you? You had a larger kind of perspective?
Yeah, definitely. I think especially when you're younger in your career, you can lose perspective of everything. You think that is the most important thing in your life at that time.
Yeah.
Your ability to score runs on the pitch, your ability to bowl well, and a lot of those younger guys can't. But hey, hang on, here I am in the Australian team representing Australia. I've got a whole lot of fans back home that actually love me, no matter whether I'm doing well or poorly at that point in time. I've got all of this support. I am one of the best cricketers, but you know, there's so much more to life than scoring those runs. And if I focus on just what I'm doing, and the outcomes will no doubt eventually sway my way, and I realise the emotions that I'm in, whether that's negative, whether that's positive, but then I realise that I've got to get straight back to task and just focus. I think it's, you're very right, it's about perspective.
I expect that your own Christian faith played a very big part of that in the midst of all this.
Yeah, look, very important part. I think it's having that faith, not just in your own ability. I think without Christian faith, you are kind of trying to control everything, and you think that you can control everything. And when things don't go your way, you obviously become more and more frustrated. But with your Christian faith, you have a faith that things are going to turn out right. And if they do or they don't, you've still got other things in your life that you love and other people in your life that support you. So it has a very different perspective.
Thomas Whalen, who, as I said, along with his wife Elka, are our sports gurus for 2013. Thank you so much indeed for catching up on Open House.
Thanks so much for having me, Lee.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.